You're listening to a podcast from 702. 702.
Comment. Now, the 4th to the 10th of September is National Book Week. National Book Week is the most recognized reading promotion campaign in South Africa. It's implemented by the South African Book Development Council, which is doing this in partnership with the Department of Arts and Culture. It's something that began in 2010, and it aims to promote reading as a critical part of South African development. A study in 2006 showed that more than half of households in South Africa did not own a single book for leisure reading, and only 14% of the population are in fact committed readers. One of the interesting things is how the issue of reading is usually framed in South Africa. In terms of affordability, I mean, if you look at the fact that the average book, I don't know, at some of the fancier outlets could cost upwards of 100 Rand, 140, 50 Rand, is it something that you would consider a priority when perhaps you don't have enough bread, when perhaps 140 Rand would be enough money for the week for transport to get to and from work? And the question we have to ask, instead of blaming readers or the public for not reading, we have to ask the question, are we writing the books people want to read? I remember growing up as a child, and the great Xhosa writers were legendary. If I think of novels that remain in people's minds, many of them have been converted into television series. Ingubo Yeminyama, for example, Ityala Lamawele, authors like A.C. Jordan, S.E. Kim Kai. These were legendary authors that many people of my generation were reared up on. We heard older folks describe the tales that these novels sought to write. And if we go back to the very beginnings of the novel, they weren't literary works that aimed to take the mind in the way that they are framed today. So if we look back at Jane Austen and all of those authors from the early days of the novel, these were books that were accessible to the common person. I would even go as far back. Yes, it's not quite the same thing, but I would go back as far as Shakespeare. Much of the work that was performed of Shakespeare's writings was accessible to the common man. And so perhaps before we start blaming the public for not reading, are we doing enough to write the books that people want to read? Look at the buzz that's happened with the release of celebrity books by Bonang, for example, and Somizi Mhlongo. Those are the books that perhaps people want to buy, and to make them affordable and not something that's exclusive. It's something that I wanted to throw out there, affordable and accessible, and maybe people will read them.